The universe knows everything about you. What you thinking right now, what you was thinking 5 minutes ago, what you was thinking yesterday versus what you thinking today, what your intentions will be from the next hour from now, who you were created to be, what your deepest, most ultimate desire is, where you want to go in life, where you want to travel to, what type of man you want, what type of woman you want. Yeah, the universe knows all those things about you. But see, sometimes life, this little thing that we live in called life, it's a trickster. The mind is a trickster. Yeah, the mind is a trickster. But the heart tells the truth. That's why I be telling people all the time, listen, don't worry about what's going on in your reality. Only job that you have that you need to do is continue to be happy. Just be happy for no reason. Like, try your best to be happy for no reason. Try your best to treat people with joy, happiness, respect, love. Try to be the best you can be around people at all times, no matter if they negative, positive to you. Wake up in the morning every day and just be happy. Just be thankful because you got another day. Just be thankful because you got enough money to have enough money to have enough money to enough money to do something about it. Just be thankful for the little small thing. Just be thankful for everything. You know why? Because it's all a part of manifestation. It's all a part of manifestation to where you want to go. That's the craft of the universe. That's what the universe does, folks. The universe knows. The universe's job is to articulate every little small meticulous thing that we want and desire. Now, let me say it again. The universe's job is to assure us that it is watching every little meticulous desire that we desire for ourselves and to bring that about. Folks, we live in heaven. We live in a dream where most people are misguided by deception, television, other people's opinion, living our lives, fear, doubt, worry, anxiety. Many people face these fears every single day, all to keep from realizing it's all so simple as I'm saying it right now. The universe knows everything. Let me just put it like this. Let me go ahead and clear it up. Everything that you want right now, you're going to get it. Everything that you want right now in this very moment while you're listening to me on this podcast, in this very moment in time and space in your life right now. Yes, it's a reason why you're here right now. I know that reason. That's why I'm gravitating towards you and sending you the message to say, hey, wake up. Snap, snap, chop, chop. Hey. We've been trying to get in contact with you for so long to tell you to chill out, wake up, realize that you're going to get exactly what you want. But this means that now that you know that the universe is talking through me to tell you you're going to get what you want, now there's nothing to really worry about. So what do you have to do, Trennis? What do you have to do is you have to continue to keep yourself in a high vibration of happiness and always be happy. Always be delighted about the wonders of life. Just always just love life. Don't you listen, check this out. Don't you know I was late on the bill today, right? Let me let you in on my personal life. I was late on the bill today, right? Let me say it again. I was late on the bill today, right? Did I have the money to pay for that bill? No. I did not. I'm telling you straight up real shit. I did not have the money to pay for the bill. Wow. So 2 days ago, I lost my debit card. I didn't know why. But you know what? I knew that the universe knows. I knew that the universe knows. See, I've lost many things before, but now I'm come to the realization I'm so high in my consciousness. I know if I even lose anything, it's a reason for that. The universe knows everything. And everything is meant to help you, build you, and to give you more of what you already have. So I said to myself, I'm not worried about it. Whatever. I just go and order me another car. And that's what I did. That's what I did. I went to the bank and ordered me another card. But remind you, I was late on the bill and I did not have any means to pay it. Did I ask anybody? No. Was I late? Yes. Did I know where the money was at? No. Was I trying to get the money? Well, kind of, sort of, but I wasn't really going crazy to get money because I'm not thinking like that, because I know the universe knows. Because if I lost my card on accident, that means the universe will provide me with another card and, you know, some dividends to go with it. You know what I'm saying? So when I get my card activated, I get my card back activated. Guess what? Guess what? On this particular card, before I lost it, there was nothing on it. Woo! Y'all hearing me? Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all hearing the magic of the universe right now? Listen. And so when I got my card activated, I'm just thinking it was the same amount on my card before when I lost it, which was nothing. This is a true story, y'all. Nothing. So, but I said to myself, I'm hungry. The day I got my car activated, I said, I'm hungry. This is what I said. I said, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat. Now, my mind told me, Trennis, you don't even have enough to spend to go get nothing to eat. But my heart said, go get it. And then before you get there, check your car, because it might be something special on there. It might be something special on there. See that faith and that belief. Oh my God. I got in my car. Oh my God. I turned on my music. Oh, I was listening to 2 Chainz. Oh man, the sun was shining. I had it up, turned up loud too. Windows rolled down. Sunglasses on, rolling. Got halfway to where I was gonna get my food. Typed in the website for my bank account. Looked at my bank account. Voila. What do you know? Money. In my bank account. Now the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, how did this happen? You know, the carnal mind always wants to wonder how it happened and how such things, how you know such fancy word, how dare you? But see, you know what? I learned from that a long time ago. So I said, you know what? I'm not even gonna look up, see where it came from. I'm not even going to look and see where it came from. But all I know is I have money on my card that day. And I got me some food. And I ate good too. As a matter of fact, it was shrimp scampi. Big old shrimps too. Woo! Big old shrimps. I'm still full off of it. I'm still full to this day off of it. And then a big old side salad to go with it, with a bunch of ranch dressing. Don't that sound so good and so hood? Woo! Don't talk about. And that day, the universe knew. Y'all see what I'm saying, yo? You got to get out of the mindset of having to know where things are going to come from if they don't come yet. That's the problem with a lot of people in it. Why they cannot never obtain success. Why they can never be better than where they, you know, who they are and where they at. Faith is believing in something that you cannot see. When you start to act and do things, even though you cannot see what you acting on or what you doing. When you just start to just get out there and just say, you know what, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to just do this thing. I'm going to just go out here and I'm going to spend this money because I know I'm going to get some more. See, people can't do that. People can do that. They can't do that. I'm going to just go out here. I want me a new shirt. I need me a new shirt. I got a date tonight. Listen, these are my last $20. I'm going to go out here and get me a new shirt. I'm going to go get me a new shirt. I'm going to Saks Fifth and I'm going to get me a new shirt. Go get you a new shirt because you know why. The universe knows why you're getting a new shirt. The universe knows that you want you a nice young lady. He knows. The universe ain't no he or she either. The universe knows that you want to go out on a date and have a good time. Tell it to the universe. Tell it to God. God knows. Go get that shirt. Spend that $20. You will be compensated for it, folks. That's the secret that people do not know. Most people live their whole lives worried about where they're going to get the next dollar, what the next thing going to happen if they make this step. If they do their business, what's going to happen if they do this and they fail? They think too much. But you got to get in the habit of acting on belief and faith. And folks, I swear to God, you'll see God vouch for my swear. Yes. And you'll just see marvelous and wonderful things just happen. Like, you'd be like, man, why? And then you'll just notice, like, dang, I'm just literally living my life doing what I want to do. And then the secret will open up to you, and you'll just be like, wow. So the whole time I've been believing that I have to have this done or that done in order to have this, or I need to do this and I need to do that in order to do that. Folks, it's a matter of you just taking one step out there to say, you know what, I'm going to go. I'm going to do this.